afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you are listening to the Storage Media Group's weekly podcast. I'm in studio this week, as I am each week, with Fran Sales and John Hilliard. They check out our week's top headlines and everything that's going on in the storage industry, and they'll get you up to date. Before that, we talk about the topic of the week with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I want to talk about Flash. Flash, Flash, Flash. Every week we seem to have a Flash acquisition or investment. This week, Al Gore is in the news because his VC firm donated a big chunk of money to Green Bytes. What's going on there?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's not a donation.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's fund. They funded it. They're getting their money back, we hope.
Well, they hope to anyway. But right. That's what they're counting on. Yes, that one day Green Bytes will be worth lots of money, and Generation Investment Management will make money back.
So Al is on the board or co-founded that VC firm, and they gave $12 million to Green Bytes. Now, why does Al care about Green Bytes? Well, we know he's green-minded, right? He produced The Inconvenient Truth about global climate warming. Is he on the right track, Dave? Are these flash vendors telling the truth? Do their smaller data footprints really matter?
Yeah, I mean, they don't use as much power because you could put more less capacity, but they don't use as much power as a spinning disk. So, it's green in that regard. I don't know if people in the data center really care about that so much. I don't think anybody buys flash because they're green. They buy them because they perform faster, but they are technically, they use less power.
So let's talk about the performance. It's appealing enough to big companies like EMC, who picked up Extreme IO before they had even shipped their first product. There seems to be a sort of flash frenzy going on.
Yeah, I mean, EMC paid $430 million for Extreme IO, so their VCs certainly got a pretty good investment back on that company. Like you said, they haven't even started shipping, so that's a company that's not even generating revenue yet, and they picked up $430 million. So, that certainly got the attention of it certainly makes it easier for these flash vendors to go to VCs and say, give us money because, there's a good chance you'll make out in the long run.
So there's a few others out there. Virilin Memory is one of them. Why flash now? Why is everybody all hyped up about flash right now this year?
Well, flash seems like the future for storage arrays. It seems like it's got to the point where the price is, it's still a lot higher than disk, but you have MLC drives that are good enough to work in enterprise, and they are cheaper than the more expensive SLC drives that were in the early flash storage arrays. You also have technologies like dedupe that allow you to put more data on the drives because they reduce the footprint of data. So applications like virtual desktop infrastructure demand higher performance, more IOPS. So you can get them with more IOPS with flash that you can't get with hard drives. So all of these things are coming together, and it's still very early as far as adoption rates. But a lot of the large storage vendors are saying that 50% or more of the systems they're selling are going out with some flash. Now, in many cases, that's a small amount, but we're starting to see more all flash arrays come into the market. And Extreme is an all flash array that EMC acquired, so they won't be selling that product until next year. But, people are positioning now, and, it seems like flash is definitely moving forward as the next generation media for storage.
Okay. Thanks for the great update. We'll keep an eye on all flash arrays and all things storage related, and we'll talk to you next week, Dave.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks so much. I'm going to toss it off to Fran Sales, who's going to take you around the Storage Media Group's top headlines. Take it away, Fran.
Thanks, Ellen. All right, we've got a couple of headlines from our news writer, Todd Erickson, about the latest in IO virtualization. First, Next.io has some news. With its new V-Series products, PCIe pass-through cards will replace traditional server I/O cards. Those will connect to the Next.io appliance, which virtualizes the cards so they can be used by up to 30 servers. In his story about Next.io rival Seago, Todd reveals that Seago is taking advantage of growing interest in InfiniBand with something called the Seago I/O Director, connecting x86 servers to storage and network devices. One Los Angeles company, a cloud service provider, is a Seago customer. Here's what they told Todd. We installed two I/O directors in each data center, connecting them to InfiniBand switches to consolidate server connections. That means we had more flexibility when it came to provisioning network resources. All right, it's time now for John Hilliard's wrap-up of his blog picks for the week. John?
Thanks a lot, Fran. Via the Wall Street Journal's All Things D site, Apple CEO Tim Cook talks with Walter Mossberg and Kara Swisher about the current state of the IT juggernaut. The site has posted a 17-minute edited version of a recent interview filmed during the D10 conference, which includes a discussion on Apple's much-maligned manufacturing operations in China. Now, Apple's coming to fire for some of those operations, and Mossberg presses Cook on whether or not Apple might restore some of those manufacturing functions back to the United States. And Cook's answer is surprising. He doesn't shut the door on it, so it's definitely worth checking out. It's not just a video for Apple fanboys, but much of what this company does set the tone for the rest of the IT industry, so it's definitely worth checking out. And also, we also have this posting from Intel and MIT, and this is kind of a nice treat for us because we're here in lovely Newton, Massachusetts. Up the street in Cambridge at the MIT campus, the university and the chip maker have announced an effort to develop new technologies in order to manage big data. This is going to be a effort to bring together members of academia, industry, and government to develop new tools for managing and using big data from, quote, the ground up, according to the university. This is partly because, as MIT said, much of the current technology available for data processing dates back as far as the 1970s. So this is really to develop new technology they can get a hold of and use big data in a much better, much more efficient way than is currently done. As part of the agreement, Intel has pledged up to $12.5 million over the next 5 years to a new Intel lab that will be based at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. And along with Intel and MIT, there are going to be other companies involved, including the Massachusetts-based storage giant EMC. So this looks very exciting, and new possibilities for development right here in Massachusetts. And as a side note, Governor Deval Patrick has also announced a similar effort on the part of the state government that also brings together academic experts and industry members to give the state a, quote, visible presence in the big data field, complete with R&D projects, internship programs, and other measures.
Thanks, John. It's interesting news happening in the blogs. And that wraps up our coverage of this week's storage news. For more, check out searchstorage.com.